Hello everyone, welcome to the Shofar Pretoria Intern Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so pleased to have you here. Today we will be just chatting about the year 2024 and just the intern's take on what it is to work with the church, to serve in the church, just some of our day-to-day, how we would recommend it to others, and some expectations we had, what we learned, some skills we learned, and yeah, hope you enjoy and get to know us a bit more. So we'll start here on our right with Michelle, who will just introduce herself and then we'll move across.
Okay. Hi everyone, my name is Michelle. I'm about to turn 25. I have been with these lovely ladies for the whole year of 2024, and boy, was it an awesome ride.
It really was.
Like, truly.
Yeah, my name is Martha, and I'm also an intern here at Shofar Pretoria. I'm also studying as well at Dux. I'm doing my honours, my postgrad now, and it's been an amazing year. Really learned so much, and can't wait to share it with you guys. And to our left we have...
Hi guys, my name is Alice and I am a Shofar intern. It was lovely being with these ladies today, and then let's get into it.
Nice. So good, so good. So just so that you guys can get to know us a little bit more, I just want to ask everyone to share a bit of their favorite hobby. So what was something that you do and that you enjoy?
Okay, so if you were to ask anyone in the office, on a Monday mornings, we had our meetings, our office meetings, and they would always be, oh, Michelle, how'd Lando do in the race?
100%.
You know, in the Formula One race. And so I think mine is probably watching Formula One, the Olympics, swimming. You name the sport, I was probably watching it. If I wasn't doing that, I'm reading or studying or taking a nap.
Nice. That is actually very true. Because like most of the office meetings, if there was any like kind of event, yeah, a good portion of it would be, okay, who was first, who was second, you know? But so good. And then on my side, I think I enjoy cycling. It's actually my mode of transport, but it's become a hobby. And as well as digital media, making content, and creating. Yeah, I really do enjoy that. And Alice?
Yeah, and my hobbies are, I love netball, and also doing TikToks on my spare time, and taking a nap.
Yes. Taking a nap is a hobby, I love it.
Yeah, okay. That's so true.
Oh, and her shoes. Don't
yeah, her shoe game. Yeah. Well, I think for sure, even yeah. Philip was like, yeah, Alice and shoes.
Yes, guys, so I love shoes so much, and... Yeah.
That's so good. And your TikTok handle for the people to, you know, follow you and so that you can, you know.
Okay, cute boy to queen.
Come on now. Queen. Let's go. Yeah, so yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying and feel like you know us a bit more. But I think as we get along with the podcast, you'll also get to know who we are a bit more and yeah, just our heart behind the internship. So to kick us off, how did you guys hear about the internship?
Okay, so I'm actually from a completely different church. Originally, it's a massive congregation, and my mom and I were like, we need a smaller church that's a bit more intimate. And so I went looking, and one of our worship leaders actually moved to Shofar, and I was like, hey, what's Shofar? And I went on their Instagram page, and there was this internship, and I was looking for something to do and looking for, you know, people my age to connect with. And I was like, okay, you know, let's email Philip and see what happens. And next thing I knew, I was in the internship, and it was like, okay, cool.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at that. And what a blessing it has been to like to get to know you as well and just see your gift and just in the church and how it all works together. But yeah, on my side, I think it was myself and another girl in our small group that would do like one-on-ones with Philip, like a little discipleship training during the exam season at the end of 2023. And then after that, he asked, oh, you know, how does your year look next year? And little did I know that my year would actually be jam-packed. and I was like, no, it's just, you know, classes from 3 to 5 and, you know, and all this other stuff. But I've got time. And he's like, okay, cool. Would you like to do the internship? And I was like, okay, let me just double check, you know, how my calendar and schedule look. But I like, even hearing it during the announcements and stuff, my heart was already like, I really do want to do this. I really want to learn how, you know, the church works. I really want to serve in a greater capacity, not just, you know, Sunday mornings connect or something like that. But yeah. And so eventually at the end of the year, I was like, okay, I'm doing this. And then I literally sent in all the stuff that he needed. And because I was already in Shofar Pretoria, I think, yeah. Background story, already in Shofar Pretoria since 2022. Family's also been in the church for quite some time. And so, yeah, then I sent it in, and then lo and behold, here I am this year. Busiest
so
and greatest
thankful.
Year.
Like, oh, without God. You, we'd be so quiet.
That's also true, guys. Let me tell you about the interns of 2024. They will not talk, but we praise the Lord that things are changing. And yeah, he's really just done a work and grown. Like, we have grown so much individually and together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And Ali?
And guys, I found internship through my mom. I used to come to my mom's place and then I'm looking for something to do, and then she recommended me to go to the church and look for a link where I can scan and find information about Shofar, because we have been coming to Shofar, but then since past few years we couldn't come because of some other things. But what I can say is that through my mom, and then I joined the link, then sent Philip some information, and then yeah, that's how I got the internship. And I'm so thankful for my mom for everything.
So literally, it's so cool how we all didn't have like one way of like learning about the internship. It was all like, even Steffi, yes. So just to introduce you guys to Steffi, she's also not here, unfortunately, but she's also an amazing intern that also works for the kids' church here at Shofar Pretoria.
And she's gone into hospitality as well.
Yes, and she's also on catering and doing a good job. Yeah. So Steffi, she learned about it from Yaku and...
Yes,
yeah.
Who is her... What? Her uncle, in a manner, mom's cousin, if I'm correct.
Before we move on, just some expectations that you guys had when you were applying and starting the year, you know, what expectations did you guys have, like, what would this year be like? Because obviously, yeah, we had that letter that showed us, you know, what's a little bit, but like, what did you expect it to be? Yeah.
I just think coming from the big church and, you know, everyone that I ever came across was a whole lot older than me. And, you know, so I really, truly wanted just to connect with people my age that had the same, you know, thinking and place of mind. And, you know, so looking at... I think especially Steffi, we're very much on the same sequence. We grew in the same way, and I think that was the greatest expectation, was just finding people who are more like me than, you know, on the outside.
That's good. Yeah, I definitely think so. Because you don't really... Yes, you have your friends and your family and church-wise, but, like, the internship is a completely different setting.
Yes.
And you it's a work environment, but it's still so much relationship-building, you know?
Exactly.
And I think I appreciated that so much. Came in with an expectation of, like, a lot had to be done, like, that, you know, this is, you know, everything, you know, very strict, hard deadlines, you know. You guys also agree.
Yeah,
like, it's, you know, work, corporate environment kind of. I don't know why I thought like that, but I definitely thought so.
In all honesty, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that at all. I think it was very growing, like development, like
yes, it was more development than corporate.
Yeah, 100%. It is a church after all. But there is elements of it where you have to, there's deadlines and there's things that you need to get done and you know all of that. But I think it was really good. I see Philip peeping through the window. I couldn't not say that, so you guys can greet Philip in the podcast. He's behind us. But moving on to Elise, what were your expectations?
My expectation, as Martha said, I was thinking it would be more coppery.
Yeah, in a sense.
Yeah, but only to find out that it was like pretty like growing.
Yeah.
It grown us so much that we learned a lot this year that I didn't think that I wanted in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, like it was very helpful.
So good. So
the
good.
The growth that you didn't know you wanted.
Yeah, literally the growth. That's what we should name it. Internship, the growth you didn't know you wanted. Exactly. You need it, actually.
Yeah.
100%. And is there anything else you guys want to add on to that aspect of expectations? What are things that you wanted to learn? Like, you know.
I also think just that going closer to the Lord in every step we took, you know, it, I mean, this is a church after all, but it went above and beyond. I mean,
that's true.
With the prayer course and the Monday morning prayers, and
that's so good.
You know, just building each other up, and I think there was an expectation of it, but it exceeded
it 100%, 100%. Okay, nice. And then there's something that I wanted to ask that wasn't here. but yeah, okay, cool. Yes, oh yes, that's what I wanted to ask. So, but what are your guys' roles like right now as an intern within the church? Like, what do you do day to day, and how do you, how did you pick those things? And you know, just chatting about that.
I am currently incredibly involved at the kiddies, so I am usually at the grade R to 3s with Deirdre. Steffi started with us and she has moved on to the catering side. She wanted to explore a few more places.
Nice.
But so the kiddies, I'm drawn to them. I'm studying to be a teacher, actually. So, you know, immediately when they asked me, what would you like to do? I was like, put me down for the children's church.
Nice.
So I helped Deirdre set up all the activities. We do the videos. We do fun dances on the Sundays. We schedule. There's a lot of more scheduling involved than you'd imagine.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take long, but it, you know, it's there.
Mm.
But the kiddies.
Yeah, nice. And are you enjoying that side of things?
Very much. Okay. They're so adorable. I can't even. I mean, Elisa's sister is with me most of the time, which
she is
so cute. And she just like comes up running. Yeah. She's like, hello, how are you this week?
And I'm she's like, so energetic.
She's such a sweetheart, and it builds you up seeing the kiddies, you know.
And I'm sure like getting relationship with them as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, and
love.
The smallies are a bit more difficult to form that relationship.
Okay, yeah.
But my group, the grade R2-3s, it's fantastic. Okay. They're at that age where they're talking things through, and they're, you know, we're doing those,
the hand games
while we're chatting.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's a bunch of fun while growing in relationship, and
it's true.
You know, not just relationship with each other, but relationship with the Lord. And it's so amazing to see them grow.
So good.
So
good.
It is.
And on your side, Elise?
On my side, I'm doing projection, guys.
Come on now. The only girl on projection.
And I wasn't aware about that, but being aware about that, I was so happy because I felt that even in projection, girls need to be there to learn, especially I want to learn about software development and those kind of things. So yes. Darlington taught me a lot with the projection, how things work, and I'm really, really grateful for that, because as I said that software development is something that I want to do now, specify in and those kind of things. So it's fun, guys, okay. Honestly speaking. Sometimes it can be nerve-wracking, but then it's fun.
You work on editing the videos as well.
Yes, now the audios.
The podcast,
So it's nice, guys. You should adventure on it. Also, girls. Yeah, so come on that department.
Come aboard and learn a bit more on how to...
how things work, and then it's
okay.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, you guys heard it here first.
Yeah, literally.
Girls can do it too.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we were an all girls internship, so you know the guys can. 2025, we're hoping that the most at least one.
Guys,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Please, can you get more girls?
it's been really good. 100%. And then from this, I think you guys have shared a bit of, you know, some things that you've learned or the spaces that you're in. If you can think about maybe like a skill specifically, it can be a soft or hard skill that you've learned throughout this year, whether it's, you know, whatever it could be. And then, yeah, like...
time management.
This is me. 100%. Okay, yeah.
Between studies and,
your
health things and... time management was... the number one skill that I've had to perfect here.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there's been, you know, people skills and, you know, I don't know if prayer counts as a skill, but prayer, you know, praying out loud.
How to pray, 100%.
But time management, right there at the top.
Nice.
I can also say the skill that I've learned is praying out loud, being able to be audible when I speak to people, because sometimes I tend to speak inside, not being audible enough to people. So yeah, that's a skill that I've learned a lot and I appreciate it, because now I can raise my voice and be able to speak to people now.
So good.
Amen. And we love hearing your voice.
That's so true. Yeah. At least I knew you as a bit of like shy, but I knew that there was that, you know, spicy element in you, and just seeing that come out throughout the year has been really so good. And I think for me it's priorities. Well, I'm still on that journey, but just learning like how to prioritize, even with what you said about time management, is just really big, because it was a full year, jam-packed year. Y'all know, I'd have like minimal sleep, I'll come in here. But yeah, just really being able to prioritize and learn rhythms, because as much as you want to try and balance things out, you really can't. You have to just learn the rhythm of, okay, this is how it's going to go. You know, there will be ups, there will be downs, and how do you, you know, balance, not necessarily balance, but how do you account for that? So how do you get back on track when there's, you know, huge dip or huge up? So just really managing that has been so good, and being in an environment that is conducive to do that, and that helps me. And encourages me to, you know, okay, maybe you need to just look at things a different way or different perspective. So I think that is one skill in prioritizing that I have learned. And then anything else in terms of like knowledge and in terms of like, you know, the workings of the church.
I also joined Connect Crew.
Yes.
So
the cool crew. That is the crew that you must join when you come to Show Pop Victoria.
Yeah, and then I've learned to, at least when I talk to people, like be able to greet them, ask how was the day going, and then enjoy the chat. Yeah, I've learned that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
100%. Okay. We did a lot of like training, like on Wednesdays. We'd like learn about different things, you know, how teams work, volunteers work, how how to work in group settings, like there's a whole bunch, like self-leadership, you know, growing on purpose, and how we can really, the wisdom of rhythm. We'll edit this part. Thanks, Alexander. And then how to lead time. Yeah, the one thing that worked well for me in leading time was having that little block out.
Yeah.
That helped me so much in the busiest time of my life. Literally, the first semester was so hectic that if I didn't have those urgent, non-important, yeah, I would have just done all the non-urgent, non-important things by default, because those are like fun things that you can do and it's just, you know,
the fun, quick stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, just getting that done and sorted really helped. What else do you guys remember? Yeah, the culture. Your developing culture was such a cool thing, because
yes.
I also work with a non-profit organization and I lead a team there, and the importance of developing culture and how do you know, do you create it and what it means, and how to sustain that type of culture in those environments.
And how to work with the different kinds of people.
Exactly.
Within one culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a group setting.
Yes.
We also learned about conflict and productive conflict, because y'all gonna have conflict and
yeah.
and how to deal with it is very important.
Mm. You're not always gonna agree with everyone.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Anything else that you guys remember?
Following your calling, guys.
Ooh.
Is very important.
Yes.
Because you tend to forget that.
And your ministry. What is your
yeah.
ministry, and how are you going to take it out?
Definitely identifying those talents and the gifting. I think
yes,
the God's gifting of your life this year really helps you to highlight it and to walk in it. I think that for me is what stood out. Like, to summarize, I think for
yeah.
each of us, we can see, okay, where is God leading us? Where, you know, what has he put in us that we can really give and share to our communities in our environment? I don't know if you guys agree with that. Do you feel like you're more equipped to share the gospel in the calling that God has on your life, in that purpose?
Yes, definitely. I mean, in the beginning of the year, I wouldn't have said two words to anyone.
Yes.
And now, you know, with the help of, you know, Philip and Yaku and even Darlington here behind us, you know.
Hey, Darlington.
And Deirdre, they've all helped us grow, you know, to a place in our giftings and in our ministries that we're more bold and more, I mean, willing even to
have
go
confidence
out.
About talking about the word and also talking about God, not feeling shy of what people are going to say about you.
Exactly.
Talking about God and this kind of things. So, yeah.
So good. So what tips or tricks would you give someone who is applying to be an intern for 2025?
Tips and tricks.
Some tips, anything that you think they should know, or, you know,
Plan your day, like, from the beginning. Don't, you know, just think, I'm going to go with the flow.
Yes.
Because then you're going to get nothing done.
100%.
You know, yes, there's things that have to be done here, but and there's things that have to be done on the outside, you know, schoolwork or, you know, work at home or another job if you have another job. You know, plan your day and set your reminders.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna forget and you're gonna, like, you're human.
Yeah.
You know. And in all honesty, use your fellow interns, you know, as a back brace almost. If you're going through a bad day, go to them. You know.
Yeah.
They're the people that are gonna build you up again.
100%.
I mean, we were there for each other this whole year, and none of us would have made it through without each other. So, you know, keep
That's
your
true.
Fellow interns close.
Mm.
Make that internship group, you know.
Yeah, we
send
have a
funny
memes.
Yes,
so true.
You know, build each other up.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing.
So good. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
At least anything, any tips, tricks for them for next year?
The tips I can give to the interns is be willingly, guys, and come out of your comfort zone.
So good.
And
love it.
Yeah, like, enjoy. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Sure.
Just
that's
enjoy
another
the flow.
Good one.
Yeah, enjoy the flow and
I think as well as being willing to learn, like, you're obviously here, take the opportunity to learn, ask questions, you know, you have the pastors here, you have the people that are actually, like, leading the church, and so you can literally ask them questions, that you get to know them as well. Don't think that you're just here to, you know, do work and then you're out again. You know, no.
Like forming a relationship.
Yes,
with
forming a relationship. Sure. Yeah, so good. Because they really can also speak into your life and they can also see your gifting and the call that God has over your life as you work with them. And also making sure that you don't put yourself in a box. I think, don't put yourself in a box. But be open to being creative in whatever they give you or whatever's here, because this is like open canvas, basically. Bring those ideas. Don't think just because this is how it's been going, like this is how we've been doing things the whole time, that we
that's
have
how
to
it's gotta go.
Exactly. No, you can literally bring your ideas, bring your creativity bring your perspective, and how we can literally be open to really, because the main thing is for us to preach the gospel, get the gospel, the good news to those around us.
Yeah.
And so we can do that in very creative ways. I think
fantastic.
That is.
And then a really random tip, but like, start reading your books earlier.
Yo, that is so cool. Thanks, Michelle, for that one. Calling some of us out.
No, bro, me too. I'm on book 2 of 3. I have we have 2 weeks left. And
I'm not even gonna
have to know all of those books.
So guys. So start reading earlier. Try your best to start reading as soon as, you know, you start the year. Have the books that you want to read out.
Don't procrastinate it, please.
Yeah, and 100% find, there's so many areas in the church to serve. Use this time to really, like, go in Bible school, you know, all the encounters that we have, that you, to serve there as well, to facilitate.
And it's really fun.
It's so much fun. Anything else that you guys want to add before we wrap it up? What's the most challenging thing? Any challenges that you guys actually faced this year and how you overcame them? Before we like,
I think it's a whole lot more on a personal challenge. But I think, you know, the days that I was sick, that I just didn't feel well, and then it was like, I've got to go in, and you know, some days it felt like that, but you know, you'd come here and you'd see Martha's smiling face, and you'd be like, it's okay, you know. So. I think the challenges were the days that you didn't want to. But I think that's in every place, you know.
It was difficult.
100%.
And I think, I think with me, it was just like the overwhelm and of studies, of internship, of work, and really not leaning on my own strength, but literally leaning on God's strength, and that He placed people around me to literally to lean on, to carry our burdens, and not being a silo, basically. So just learning to be vulnerable, learning to trust those He's placed around you.
The vulnerability.
The vulnerability.
Because that's another tough one right there. The tears were shed, guys.
100%. And you thought you were just going to go by, you know, la-di-da and whatnot. You are going to cry.
But it's a good cry.
It is a good cry.
It's a releasing.
100%.
Like, before we scare you off, it's a good cry, and you, it's a releasing of, you know, what's been held in, and
you can,
you feel better after
100%.
It.
100%.
I can also say God's guidance. I really needed God's guidance this year, and then, like, the guidance from Him, like, being able to talk to Him in 100%. Each and every situation, not only when I have problems or when I'm happy, only like each and every time, like I really needed the guidance.
Whether so you're thankful or in a bad spot or you know, just singing in the car, you know. I love
so
that.
Good. So good. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. I hope this gave you a bit more information just about the Shofar internship. It's an amazing year where you can really get to grow in leadership, grow in friendship, discipleship, so many areas in your life that God really wants to see you grow and develop in, and this is an amazing opportunity to do so. If you have any other information, you're welcome to contact the church, call us, email. We are available if you have more questions. And thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Shofar Internship 2024 group, and we hope you guys have a lovely, lovely year further.
Oh, and we hope to see you next year.
Awesome. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Bye.